you, but we here at Team Tracy have noticed gigantic, ginormous, ridiculous shaped and sized spiders at the moment. I don't know whether it's the time of year, I don't know what's happening, maybe they've eaten something, but spiders at the moment are huge. Now, I don't really have arachnophobia. I don't really mind spiders, but when they're big, huge tarantula sort ones, I get a little bit scared. Like last year, we had also that false widow spider in Ireland, and that sent me into a little bit of a frenzy. So, on the phone, we have Miles Nolan. He's an Irish arachnologist. Knows everything all about spiders. Hi, Miles.
How are you doing?
What's the story with the big, gigantic spiders at the moment? They're freaking us all out here at 2FM.
Okay, well, you were right on the button when you said it's time of year, because that's exactly what it is. For the big house spiders, Tegenaria, they're the long, the big dark fellas that you find in the bath or running around the floor at high speed. It's mating season. So most of what you're seeing are adult male spiders that are hunting around for females.
They're hunting around for some girls, are they?
They are, exactly.
Oh, and why are they giant, though? What? Like, how come they've just all of a sudden magnified?
Well, they haven't. They could have been that size. They could have been adult for a little while. They might have took themselves away at the web. But basically, they've been growing for over the last year or 2 years, and this is the size they naturally are. They are not getting bigger every year or anything like that. Nothing magic going on. They've been that size for centuries,
okay,
if not millennia.
Well, I swear to God, I thought I was on my own when I said, oh my God, there's something happening with spiders. But then people who I talk to go, no, do you know what? I've kind of noticed that as well. But it's probably because they're all out looking for the females that we're seeing more of them, that we think they're a little bit bigger.
Exactly, and this happens basically every year. These spiders come out and they are much bigger than anything else you'll see around the house in terms of spider. So a lot of people each year are kind of taken by surprise. It's as if they've noticed them kind of for the first time. But they have been doing this for as long as houses have been built in Ireland, so it's really not anything to worry about. The spiders themselves are completely harmless.
And that's good to know. That is good to know. We'll get on to the venomous ones now in a second, but if the spiders are coming into our house looking to mate, are all the female spiders under the stairs? Is that where they go?
They're not. What happens with that species, with the species in the genus Tegenaria, is they're attracted to houses because they're that little bit warmer probably than surrounding areas. But you will find them out in the wild as well. Now, the thing is, the males, broadly speaking, are wandering around in the gardens, and they come to the wall of the house, they start climbing up, they find an open window, they go in. They're not doing this purposefully, it looks like somewhere to explore. So the thing is that a lot of those males that get in won't actually find a female indoors, because most of the females will be outdoors.
Okay, that's interesting. Tell us about the false widow spider. Remember last year, everybody was going a little bit crazy about this tiny spider. Didn't look too pretty, but could be harmful.
Yeah, well, this one, you see, all this comes up at the same time of year because the false widow is mature at this time of year also. And again, the males are wandering around looking for females. And the females that do become fairly big, and people start noticing them in their webs. And, you know, obviously it has gained a little notoriety because one or two people who have been bitten have had a very strong reaction to the venom.
Okay.
Now, I know other people who've been bitten, and it's like a bad wasp sting, and there's nothing to worry about.
Oh.
But there have been a couple of circumstances where, for example, a spider got trapped under a guy's shirt and it bit him repeatedly. So he probably got every drop of venom that was in that spider. And that's a massive dose, relatively speaking, because, you know, the venom is quite strong.
Okay. So I heard, I don't know whether this is true, that, okay, with the false widow spider, you have the small one, but the larger ones, they're the ones to watch out for. So how big are we talking?
Well, a very large female, and that means a heavily pregnant female will be like 20 millimeters body length. But when her legs are extended, it can look a good bit longer. But the thing with the females is that they never leave their webs, really. You know, okay, they're nocturnal and they stay with their web. So if you know there's a web in the back of your house, you know, leading into a hole in the wall or something like that, and the female is there, she's going to stay there.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
So, in other words, again, you know, I mean, where I live in Dublin, they are a very common species. They've been out in the backyard for as long as I've been living there, and I've not had a problem with them.
Okay, I did read something some time ago about Carlow being the most spider-populated place in Ireland. Is that true?
I think a couple of stories are getting mixed up there. There was a story a couple of years back.
Because I'm not going to Carlo now.
Well, okay. Historically, funnily enough that you should say it, but historically, if you go back to the 1910s, 20s, 30s, there was a guy who lived in Bagnallstown in Carlow, and he was one of the most prolific spider hunters in Ireland.
Okay.
So there actually was a disproportionate number of records of species from Carlow because he was doing that.
Because he brought them there. Okay.
No, he didn't bring them there. He didn't cheat. But a couple of years ago, there was a house in Carlow was... The myth that spread was that there was a house that was riddled with tropical spiders, and what it was really was only that someone had acquired a very large number of pet spiders from the internet, and they had basically had, you know, mismanaged them to some extent. You know?
I'm sure the Carlow Tourist Board are so delighted you said that, because I was like, well, I'm not going to Carlow. Miles, the house,
just to let you know, was completely cleared out. It is now a spider-free zone.
All right, we can all go to Carlow on our holidays now. That's okay. Miles, a question has been sent in to you there saying, hi Tracy, I have a question for Miles. I have a major fear of spiders and seem to be getting the biggest spiders going. I've bought them plug repellent and find them no good. I bought peppermint oil and going to spray outside my front door area as I believe that's where they're coming from. We have a stone house. Would that attract them? Please help.
Okay, a stone house isn't going to attract them any more than any other house, I would think. I mean, a stone house, it might be a little bit, you know, it depends on how it's built. There's no reason it should be more porous in a sense than a modern house or, you know, a block-built house or anything like that. And they're not necessarily just coming in the front door. They will come in basically wherever there are access points. And the problem that she might be having is simply that the surrounding area has lots of high quality habitat for these spiders, and at this time of year, as I said, they're wandering around. So it's the surrounding area that might have a large population, and then her house happens to be kind of in the way in their wanderings.
Okay, all right.
So let me assure her again, they look big and fierce and fast, but they are completely harmless.
Miles, can I ask you a question? Do you collect spiders?
I do.
Ian, many do you have?
Oh, not pets. I study them. It's kind of scientific.
You don't have any tarantulas in your house as pets and stuff like that?
I
have rats and stuff.
I'm not mad about keeping them as pets. Okay. Right. I'm not mad about it.
So. Hey, Miles, thank you so much for filling us in about the spider epidemic at the moment, which really isn't that at all. They're just looking for their mates.
Exactly. It's an annual event. It'll be the same next year.
All right. We'll talk to you next year when we're all having the same problem. Thank you, Miles.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's
bye-bye.
Miles Nolan there. He is an arachnologist. And thank you for sending your text about the spiders. They're big, they're bold, but they're not going to do anything to us here.